I believe the governor means well, and we welcome suggestions and credible and timely information from well-meaning Nigerians. And what he said is quite okay with us, and anytime we got information of that nature, we always make sure that we give it the desired attention or priority it deserves. And I can assure you, the military has already been operating, is already operating in Sambisa Forest. As of now, they are still battling to make sure that they destroy all the camps of Boko Haram terrorists in Sambisa Forest. So it is not just about the Chibok's abducted schoolgirls. It's about the fight against terrorism and all other abducted people by this terrorist group. And if in the process we are able to recover or rather rescue them, say, as well, and fine and good. So we are not ruling out all kind of possibilities. The whole essence of the operation is to make sure that we are able to destroy all the camps and rescue all abducted people by the Boko Haram.
So far, has the military been gathering intelligence from the Boko Haram militant that you have captured, as well as the progress, if you can tell me, of the fight against terrorism, especially in their hideout in the Sambisa Forest now?
Yes, I can confirm to you that we have been gathering very, very useful and credible information from those arrested, Boko Haram terrorists, as well as those who were rescued from the clutches of the Boko Haram terrorists. And I won't tell you the details for obvious reasons. However, I can assure you we are making tremendous progress in the fight against the insurgency. Remember, we have destroyed most of their known camps. We are now into Sambisa Forest, and we are making all efforts to make sure that Sambisa Forest will be rid of Boko Haram terrorists.
Chadian lawmakers have extended the mandate of the military cooperating with your institution, the Nigerian military, to fight against Boko Haram. How does this help in the fight against Boko Haram, especially when the military pressure has generated some successes so far, if I may put it that way?
It is going to be of great help to the Nigerian military and, of course, the fight against insurgency. Remember, we have not had the desired cooperation from the beginning of this war against terrorism. But now we are having it. We want it to get more stronger and stronger. And with the renewal of the mandate, I think it's quite good and it's a welcome development.
There were also reports of recent Boko Haram activities in neighboring Cameroon. What is that direction? Does that change the military scope of looking at things and strategy to combat them with the cooperation of the military in neighboring Cameroon as well?
Well, Peter, what I want you to understand is that just like I mentioned earlier, we have not had the desired cooperation at the beginning of the fight. But over time, our neighboring countries saw the need to cooperate fully with Nigeria to fight Boko Haram terrorists. And as the fight goes on, definitely you have spillovers all over. And definitely the cooperation will continue to the extent that they will not have any hiding place, either in Nigeria or elsewhere.